we do not have an ideal marriage. Dash, few people do.
This letter goes for John Scales to the director designate of the Peace Corps. Dear Mrs. whatever, Rupi, I'm advised by John Kent Scales that he is under consideration for the position of General Counsel for the Peace Corps. You will note, I'm sure, from his resume that Mr. Scales worked in my Senate office in a highly responsible position. No, not in my Senate office. Worked in a highly responsible position under my direction as ranking member of the Committee on Labor and Human Resources in the years from March of 1969 to 1975. I found his services highly satisfactory, very thoroughly informed, and very ably administered, and I commend him to you very highly for the kind of position for which he is being considered. I believe that the other members of the minority on that committee at the time were comparably highly satisfied with Mr. Scales' performance. Should you desire any further information or to speak with me personally, I shall be glad to respond. And send a note to Senator Percy and say, dear Chuck, I'm sure you will no, do not do that. But send a copy of the letter to Alex Armendariz, as indicated, saying, dear Mr. A, enclose this copy of a letter to Mrs. Ruppy, etc., which is self-explanatory. I hope very much that Mr. Scales receives every consideration to which he's richly entitled for this appointment. To Percy, and say, dear Chuck, you may remember John Scales, who worked under me as staff counsel for the minority on labor and human resources in the years 69 to 75. And he worked with your staff and with you on a number of matters, particularly in the in the anti-poverty program, including the community self-determination. And I hope your impression of him was a good one. Should you wish to help him, I'm enclosing a copy of a letter addressed to the director of the Peace Corps, director designate of the Peace Corps, where he advises me he is under a high consideration to be general counsel and would like very much to get your help. Write to the trustee electrical industry and get the name of the chairman, address it to him, and say, it is with great regret that I find it will be impossible for me to attend the 33rd Annual Scholarship Award Breakfast. Please extend to all who receive scholarships my warmest congratulations and very, very best wishes for great success with the step on the ladder of improvement and advancement which they are taking. Please also congratulate their family who have encouraged such progress. I refer again to the tremendous tradition of the electrical industry in the education and the preparation of its own for the best development and improvement of their talent. And I assure you of my every cooperation in these high endeavors, as always. Please extend my very warm regard and best wishes to Harry Van Osburgh, Han to blank, Ren, that's his son, just get his first name. Just send the Heinz letter. I don't know how it got mixed in here. To Steve Matthews, and say, dear Steve, congratulations and very best wishes as you assume such a high post with the American Jewish Congress. It is an especial pleasure to me to have been able to give you the opportunity for a stepping stone toward this end. Please remember me also most warmly to Mrs. Matthews and your children. Rabbi Zimmerman, and say, please accept Mrs. Javits and I and my warmest congratulations on your leadership of the Broadway of the Central Synagogue for the last decade. You are a splendid rabbi and a noble gentleman of wonderful instinct and very high motivation. And it is a privilege to be a member of the congregation with you as its spiritual leader. My very warmest regards and best wishes to you and your family. To Rabbi Walt Galantner, and say, dear Maurice, thank you for your letter. I'm glad to hear that you, Esther, and your children are well. Please, however, hold off a while on seeing me, as I'm overwhelmed at the moment, but will be out of it before too long. To Judge Mansfield, and say thank you for your nice note. I am enjoying the adjunct professorship at Columbia University, and it is refreshing and highly contemporaneous. I would say on an estimate of time, it takes about a 3-to-1 in preparation and actual performance in the classroom. As you got the note on Eban, write him, Aria's daughter. I'll leave out the salutation. I'll write it in the close. Just say, following is a report that we now have on the status of blank Eban. I am so pleased that this went off as well as it did. Right to the Vice President, not in Houston, Texas, but in the Executive Office Building in Washington. So, dear George, I came across your very nice note of last November inviting me in for a talk. And wanted you to know that I will avail myself of the privilege. I have been quite a period readjusting after so many years spent in Congress. I knew it would not be easy, and indeed it was tougher than I thought, but I'm getting out of
getting out of the fog now, and we'll be around to see you soon. Best to Barbara. You're doing great.
I write to Senator Warren Anderson and say, dear Warren, Kay Phillips has told me that you have taken her on your staff, and I'm extremely pleased and want to thank you very much for giving such close attention to my suggestion. Though I know you knew Kay so well and knew of her work. Write to this Lady Innes and say, I regret very much that I have been unable to give appropriate attention to your letter of February 17th, but the readjustment of my own life, both professionally and personally, after 34 years in elective office, has been an enormous labor, which I am still engaged in. My suggestion to you for your doctoral program is to talk with Jim O'Connell, who is one of the counsel to the Senate Small Business Committee, and who worked for me for a number of years in the manpower field, in a highly important capacity. Worked under my supervision as ranking member of the Committee on Labor and Human Resources for a number of years while I was in the Senate. I think he can answer your questions best, and if you then wish to have him run the answers by me, he will do so. And I believe that this is the best way to get you the information you seek. To Justine Wise Pelea, and say, dear Justine, please forgive me for not answering sooner your letter of February 13th. But it has been a long and hard labor to disengage from service in the Congress, in which I have been engaged for over 32 years, and I'm just beginning to get out of it now. Also, I wish you will let me off becoming a member of the Board of Advisors of the Study Group on Social Security. I can only do such number of things in the public domain, and the options available to me have compelled me to limit this to a very small number, and I simply cannot consider any more. I think the work your group is doing is magnificent, as I read through the attachments to your letter. But I really feel that it is not uniquely an area in which I would be able to contribute so much as to warrant the amount of additional responsibility which I would be carrying. So I hope you will forgive me. I'm very sympathetic and very supportive. Will cooperate in every way open to me at any time. I hope you are well, and send warmest regards. Please note the date of March 29 on this.